technologically challenged. Well, good morning. My name is Mark Stinger, and I'm an epidemiologist with the Surveillance and Special Studies team in the Division of STD Prevention. And it's a real privilege to be here today to present some data on behalf of my collaborators and colleagues in the STD Surveillance Network, which we affectionately call SUN. I'm also going to be presenting data that's very much in keeping with a theme that I've seen emerge in a lot of the talks here today, and that's the intersection among infectious diseases, both in terms of biology as well as overlap in population risk. And in particular, we're going to be looking at HIV prevalence among persons diagnosed with gonorrhea in our Sentinel and Enhanced Surveillance Network, and then information that we have very recently been able to develop and to analyze on the use of antiretrovirals in that population for treatment of HIV, as well as the use of antiretrovirals for prevention. So a little bit of a background. I think Sarah mentioned it, and we've certainly heard a lot about PrEP and PEP. And treatment as prevention are really emergent HIV prevention interventions that give us a great deal of optimism in terms of the HIV epidemic in the last decade. And really, STDs among persons that are either living with HIV or at risk for HIV present to the public health community a valuable leverage point for interventions, not just for STD control, but also for re-engagement with HIV care, as well as referral to other HIV prevention interventions. So the objectives of our study were to estimate the prevalence of HIV among persons being diagnosed and report it with gonorrhea in the jurisdictions that participated in our network, also to describe a little bit of the HIV-related care patterns, in other words, among those who are HIV positive, who are the ones reporting engagement with HIV care, estimate the proportion of those persons who are HIV positive who are currently reporting ART use, and then estimate the proportion of gonorrhea cases that might be eligible for PrEP and what proportion are currently reporting prescription of PrEP. For our study, we have 10 collaborating jurisdictions around the United States that draw a random sample of all gonorrhea cases that are reported in their jurisdictions. And many of them pull that prospectively at the time the case is reported to the health department or within a week, so it's a very timely sample. They do enhanced case investigations that have basically three components. We do an enhanced provider fax-back survey to get additional information from them. We attempt to contact and interview all of the patients in the random sample. And we also have all of our jurisdictions matching across their infectious disease registries. So the information we have about the HIV status of the patient comes from multiple sources, including the HIV surveillance registries. Because this is a random sample, we're able to actually develop case weights. We do some adjustment for non-response by age and by sex. And for the purposes of this particular analysis, I excluded those jurisdictions, those counties, that had fewer than five cases or fewer than five completed enhanced investigations. And then we use those data to estimate the prevalence of HIV as well as the use of antiretroviral treatments. Well, who are the sites that participate in the STD Surveillance Network? We have quite a bit of geographic diversity. We have rural versus urban continuums in our jurisdictions. But, of course, these are not really representative of the entire United States. Really, the data I'm going to present today are just representative of those jurisdictions as if they were the United States of the STD Surveillance Network. But let's give you some context in terms of the total number of cases that were reported in these jurisdictions in 2016 is over 130,000 cases. Just to give you some context, that's over a quarter of all cases of gonorrhea that were reported in the United States in 2016. We sampled over 13,000 cases, and due to the hard work of some wonderful interviewers and disease intervention specialists, we were able to actually interview about 5,300 cases, and our overall interview response rate was about 42%, or 40.2%. Primary findings. Overall, in our network, we found that the prevalence of HIV among persons being diagnosed and reported with gonorrhea was about 15%, 14.9% overall, with quite a bit of variation across our network, as you can see from this slide, from a high of over 23% of cases in New York City to 6.6% of cases in Massachusetts. And this is the estimated prevalence of HIV among all persons being diagnosed with gonorrhea in those jurisdictions. So when we look at that by behavioral categories, and in particular, we've been interested in MSM, you know, gonorrhea, much like syphilis, we've seen an increase in cases among MSM. We also were very interested in breaking that out by men who have sex with men and women, potentially being a bridging population. And when we see in this chart, you can see the highest HIV prevalence is among MSM at 32.2%. But still quite high at about a quarter of persons who report both male and female sex partners. Again, there was quite a bit of variation when we look across this set of panels split out by behavior. What we see is the highest prevalence of MSM was in Baltimore, and similarly, the highest prevalence among men who have sex with men and women was also in Baltimore. When we look at heterosexual populations, MSW in women, the highest were observed for heterosexual men in New York City and heterosexual women in Florida. Well, among those HIV-positive cases, we were very interested in what proportion of them would self-report HIV care visit in the last year. And again, this varied by their behavioral category, with MSM reporting about 43.5% of them reporting a recent HIV-specific care visit in the last year. Well, further, when we asked that group of people who was using ART, who was on antiretroviral therapies, there's some good news here in that among men who have sex with men and women, it's about 89.9%, almost 90%, and about three-quarters of MSM report being on antiretroviral therapy, leading to viral suppression. So if we take a care cascade approach to look at this, of the 131,000 reported cases, 14.9% were HIV positive, 40.5% report being in care, and of those, about three-quarters are on HRT. Highly active antiretroviral therapies. But there are some issues here, too. We have about 25% of persons who are in care but are not reporting use of antiretroviral therapy, and about 60% are not in care. So those are clearly opportunities among persons being diagnosed with gonorrhea for re-engagement with care or initial engagement with HIV primary care. And, of course, 85.1% of persons being diagnosed with gonorrhea in these jurisdictions are not HIV positive, so are potentially eligible for PrEP. Certainly the guidelines, Dr. Kidd mentioned the guidelines, gay or bisexual men who have sex without a condom are clearly persons that we would consider eligible for additional HIV prevention. And among our HIV-negative cases, what we find is that among MSM, 48.2 are reporting a prescription for PrEP, which is a startling finding, considering how new the intervention is and one that's quite encouraging, as well as a quarter of MSMW. When we roll that into all men who have sex with men, that's about 43.8. Going back to our continuum of care, among persons who are HIV negative being reported with gonorrhea, 43.8% of MSM report being on PrEP, but that still leaves us a large eligible population that we could potentially reach by detailing more with persons who are being diagnosed among gonorrhea, diagnosed with gonorrhea. So limitations to SUN were certainly not representative of the entire nation, although we think our jurisdictions are potentially reflective of what's happening elsewhere. Our estimates are developed using investigation and interview data that's weighted to account for variable sample fractions. They're adjusted for non-response by age and sex, but they're also estimates, and there are fairly large confidence intervals associated with these. HIV care status and receipt of PrEP are based on self-report, although we think the prestige direction or the social desirability bias would be to reporting greater PrEP use. And some of our jurisdictions had potentially suboptimal response rates in small populations. So in conclusion, HIV prevalence among diagnosed and reported gonorrhea cases in our jurisdictions is quite high, at almost 15% of all reported cases. Among the HIV-positive cases, HIV care engagement and ART is suboptimal. Opportunities exist in the public health community for re-engagement with HIV care. And among MSM gonorrhea cases not known to be HIV infected, less than half report PrEP, leading to an opportunity for us to refer many more people to HIV prevention. And provider settings that diagnose a large proportion of your gonorrhea cases are likely ideal candidates and partners for this public health intervention. I'd like to acknowledge all of our collaborators in the STD surveillance network around the country and thank CSTE for the opportunity to present. Thank you.